Yeah. So, Gary, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And from this perspective, our show, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to get to what is a framework for being manly? Because there's a lot of men and young boys out there, you know, young adolescent boys as well, becoming men, that they're a bit lost, feeling lonely, not having a place in society. What have you seen from your perspective in that space?
I think us men have lost our way just because of cultures and what is the way we do society, and so often that has impacted men adversely, in that we've tried to metamorphosize ourselves to fit with what the culture wants of us. Some time back, it was a sort of a unisex approach, be in touch with your feminine self. What I found is, as much as we've tried to shape ourselves to be something else, there's still a caveman instinct in us men, and there's still this thing called masculinity, and femininity is obviously for females, and there's still a core of us who still want to open the door for a woman to go through, despite being told, you know, I'm independent, I don't need you to do that, etc. And so we've tried, really, Damien, I think, is to shape ourselves with the fit that our society has told us we should be. And in doing that, we've lost some of our manliness, whatever that is, along the way.
Do you think from that perspective, and I love that you've gone there about, you know, opening the doors, because I know from my experience, I've never had anyone tell me they didn't like the door being opened or that I shouldn't open the door. And I open the door. I mean, I'm not sexist about it. I open the door for both men and women and let other people go. And same with an elevator, I'll let other people off first, unless someone else says, you know, you go. I'm not going to sit there and wait, you go. It's just ridiculous. So, but from that perspective, what I found really interesting is I'm yet to come across, and I'm sure they're out there, but I'm yet to come across a woman that says they don't want the door open for them, or that they see it as a negative thing. And I'm just wondering, from that side of things, do you think maybe that it's because of the way the media works, the social media works, that there's a few loud voices that are making a noise about it, but that's not really the voice of the majority of population?
That might actually be exactly it. And then, because we want to be hip, we want to be with it and right with what's it, we try and comply with what you go out for a restaurant meal. Well, I think things have changed, that it's equal pay the bill. Mm. But in my day growing up, mostly there was a sense of the male would. But we've learned that a lot of females don't like that and want to be take their fair share of the day. And I've not got any issues at all with it. Mm. It's just we've tried to shape and metamorphosize ourselves to fit. And in so doing, we've just neutralized ourselves. and that's a really hard place to be, because actually, women do want men to be men, in truth. But the intimidation of what society, we've complied with it.
Yeah, do you think, and that's what I'm wondering, is it say, because from what I've seen, as you say, women do, well, let's not put everybody in, because they're always different people, but from what I've seen, and certainly the women that I've associated with, certainly the ones that I've been on dates with, have never been upset about me offering to pay. it's something that I could, and certainly said the door opening thing is there, but even opening the car door, I always open the car door. It's just something that I do. But the women that I've been around, I've never had any woman that said, you know, I don't like to do that, or I can do it myself. And that's where I'm wondering, yeah. So I'm just wondering, maybe if there are any,
where did they come from?
Right, please write in and be part, one of the guests on the show, because I'd like to understand the psychology behind that, because I'm yet to see it. But what do we, I mean, is it a case too? I mean, we have, you know, we had very defined roles. I mean, if you look at what were we're going back to, say, the 50s or 40s or 50s, you know, the men went to work, the women looked after the home, and they were very defined roles. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. I'm just saying that they were defined. That was clearly, we knew what we were doing. Because I look at, for example, my dad, who worked in the same organization his entire career. Never, he changed different positions, but he worked in the same organization. And I'm just wondering, because that was what was expected. And for me, that was never the case. It was like there's whole bunch of options that were available. And I'm wondering, have we moved to a space where we've got more options, which is fantastic. I think we should have more options. There should be equality. 100% agree with that. But what I haven't seen is that people were taught how to make their own choices. That's what I haven't seen. Is, do you think that's, from your perspective, is that's what you've seen, and we need to have some more training or education around, hey, you can pretty much do anything you like in today's world, but you need to make a choice, and this is how you make a choice. Do we need something? Is that the case? Am I off track here? Or
I think where I come at it from, Damien, is it all starts back there in childhood, mm-hmm. and the role modeling of the parents that we predominantly are a part of. That's where we're spending most of our time as we're growing up with either a dad, either a mum, or a mum and a dad, etc., or whatever the thing is. But they are. I call them the ones that hand the baton on. So before we're ever critical of our parents, what we must do is look at how they were parented.
Yes.
Because how they were parented is going to predetermine the type of baton which is handed on, which is going to shape the child.
Yeah.
There's a poem that I read to a number of my clients which talks about essentially the child is going to become the man, but predominantly the things that is going into the child is going to be shaping what the man child is going to go on to be. So it is so much about what is our parents handing on to us in that baton that's going to shape how we try and go on to do life, and of course hand on the baton to our own children. And that's where I come on board with therapy, really, to help people to try to become the best that they can be.
Becoming
the best that we can be isn't always a level playing field where we can start from a particular place and springboard off into becoming the best. Often there are some impediments that regrettably enter into our shaping back there in childhood, which we need some help to deal with.